Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us through DCNowRadio.com. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through BlogTalkRadio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great half hour coming up for you this afternoon, so we appreciate you all being with us for the show. We're going to kick things off by speaking to singer-songwriter Kevin Bartlett. He's here to talk to us not only about his musical journey, but also to introduce new music here on our program. Then we have a following of my conversation with Kevin. We're going to be speaking with Victorino Noval. Victorino is an individual who's had a lot of success in business, but he's going to be on today talking about the importance for him of paying it forward. He's been very active in giving back in the community. We're going to talk about what sparked that and also what advice he has for others on what they can do to be able to use their resources to help others as well. Again, a great half hour coming up. Glad you all could join us for the show. As I said, singer-songwriter Kevin Bartlett, as he's making his first appearance here on Conversations Live. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for being on with us. I know we're going to be hearing new music from you a little bit later, Kevin, a new single called Cool Thing. We'll get into that in a moment. I want to begin, though, by, for our listeners who may have just been hearing about you for the first time here, tell them a little bit about how this musical journey began for you.
Well, there might be a few new listeners. I started doing music when I was 12 years old, started kicking around in bar bands and been doing that all my life now. That was back in probably 1964.
Wow.
I think the British invasion was a huge influence. As one-hit puberty, it looked like a good idea to grab a guitar. So, started playing music, doing a lot of blues and stuff in nightclubs with fake IDs, and then eventually started learning how to write and compose music, did that in the 70s, and produced a couple of rock operas and did some pretty huge, ambitious, bombastic projects, and started heavily getting into electronic music as synthesizers became kind of more portable and available in the late 70s. And then in the early 80s, that kind of turned into a whole commercial business for me because advertisers and film score people were very interested in new and unique sounds, which the synthesizers could actually produce. I got heavily into that and started doing ambient soundtracks and pretty much selling those to museums and gift shops and art galleries and working with dance and theater companies, creating, you know, ambient, evocative mood sort of pieces. And that turned into a record label, and I actually did 9 works of that sort of stuff and attracted the interest of another artist, a woman by the name of Happy Rhodes, and wound up doing 9 albums with her. So all of a sudden I found myself, you know, running a record company and being on the phone more than composing and playing music and being in the studio, even though I would work with Happy and tour with her.
Right.
And it was, wow, it was probably in the mid-90s when I just had a bit too much of telephone business marketing sort of stuff and got back to composing music again. And since then, I guess maybe about 1998, I've just been working on my own stuff and, you know, still doing commercials and film scores and TV shows, things like that. But just the initial love was always in composing music, so I was a little sidetracked from it for a while, but got back into it, and now I'm just, you know, into it full time.
Right, right. You know, that's interesting, Kevin, that you mentioned that. I think, and that's a great point for us to talk about, because I believe, you know, it's one thing to be passionate about something and to do it because you really love it, as it sounds like when you first started. But then there's the business side of everything that we do, and sometimes it does take away from the creative aspect and the fun even of what we love. For you, are you one of those individuals, like I personally feel, you know, my mother taught me growing up, you know you found your place when you would do what you do for free. Are you one of those individuals that feel that way, that when it comes to music, if you could just do music, if you can just live that experience, then you would be just fine?
I totally would, and I pretty much do it for free. It's really hard to make a buck these days. But thank God for commercial clients and stuff. And the original stuff I put out, I mean, I do have a following, and I do sell X amount of records and downloads and stuff, but it's right. pretty much a labor of love. You know, if you make a lot of money or if you hit it, that's pretty much the gravy, I think, for the love of doing it. I'm certainly not in it for the money. I just, you know, I'm doing it because I have to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So do you feel like, Kevin, that's why you've been able to have the staying power that you have? Because I believe some people who just get into whatever it is, maybe not just music, whether it's radio, whether it's whatever, you know, it is that they're doing, if they're just doing it for the paycheck, they're not going to be as committed to it. Do you feel like that's why you're still here after X amount of years?
I think so. I pretty much have to do it. It's just there's music running through my head all the time. So I'm fortunate enough to have a really nice studio where I live, and I've always managed to have a studio. So when I do hear something, I have the means to get it down and record it, and I would just, you know, be doing that paycheck or not. And a lot of the times there is no paycheck. So
for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to singer-songwriter Kevin Bartlett. He's talking to us about this journey for him and being immersed in what is his passion and also the gift that is music for him. Now, I mentioned the single that we're going to be hearing from. It's one called Cool Thing. Talk to us about how that single came about, Kevin.
Well, I'm loving the fact that you're calling me singer-songwriter because I've never sung before and really haven't written. I've written songs for other people, but stepping in front of the microphone is never really something I've done.
Okay.
And I put out a couple of albums in the early part of like 2003 and 2008, and they were very film scorish and ambient and heavily orchestral. And the recording process of that was pretty microscopic, very labor intensive. And when I got done with all that, you know, I am a guitarist, and I just had that urge to turn it up to the proverbial 11 and bang out three chords and start doing some rock and roll, because that was kind of really my roots. And I had lyric, and I really love the lyric writing process. So actually, this is the first time I've ever really sung on record. And
oh, wow.
There was a point where if I, you know, had to play my vocal tracks for somebody, I would leave the room and just couldn't bear to deal with it. And then I started getting like really good props about my voice and the lyric, and continued on. Initially, I had released a 5-song EP because I got a lot of encouragement and enthusiasm from some radio stations for the rock songs, and then I thought it was time to do a proper record. Added another 7 tunes and came up with the album Songs for the Big Kablooey. And according to everyone, the Cool Thing is the single. So that's the thing. People come up to me in the street and sing it to me. So that in itself is a very cool thing, and I've gotten
right.
over the shyness of singing and hearing my own voice, and I love that part of the recording process now.
Yeah. I have not gotten to that place yet where I like to hear myself on playbacks.
It was just so bad, you know. I would leave the room. And
so Kevin,
but
since
now,
we have
now
you
now
here,
the Ham and Me comes okay. out, and it's like, sure, let's sing, you know.
Yeah. Since we have you here, Kevin, why don't you go ahead and introduce the single for us?
Well, this is called Cool Thing. It's the, not the title track. The album is Songs for the Big Kablooey. It's the tune that opens up the album, and people are telling me it's the single. So this is Cool Thing.
Cool, cool thing is such a real cool, cool thing, cool thing. Dead. And I know you practiced.
been here a million years from the teeth marks on your neck. And I know you conquered all of your fears, but you're still such a nervous wreck. So look around, the bodies are piling up, and down your streets of gold. And the kids hooked up to the know-it-all radar can see you've been bought and sold.
Yeah, it's a cool, cool thing, such a real cool, cool thing.
Kevin Bartlett with Cool Thing here on Conversations Live, both on DCNowRadio.com as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. We actually have the man Kevin Bartlett joining us live here on the program. Kevin, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you as well as your music and upcoming projects as well.
Well, music and all that stuff is available at iTunes and Amazon.com, and also CD Baby. That's where you can download any of my records, including that one. And also on Facebook, there's a Kevin Bartlett fan page, which you can go find, and that is hosted by somebody else, but they pretty much keep everybody up to date with what's going on in terms of projects and activities around the house.
Yeah. And Kevin, one last question I have for you, and that would
sure.
be for anybody pursuing a passion, whether it's singing, whether it's songwriting, playing an instrument, or whatever it might be. What do you tell them about the importance of being true to who they are in the process and not giving up?
That's exactly what I tell them. It's really all about truth and honoring really what you feel. And what I try to do in my music and lyric is I do a lot of self-flagellation and examination to kind of show that, hey, we're all in the same boat. We all have fears and worries and desires and hopes and joys. And express that, because that's really who you are. Anything that's contrived is really false, and I don't think that's ever going to reach other people's hearts. You know, it might be really clever, reach their heads, but you want to touch people's hearts, and the only way you can do that is through our common humanity, and you can only achieve that, I think, by being really true to who you are, being who you are, and it's okay. No matter what form that takes, it's really okay. We are all the same.
Yeah, I think that's great.
That's what
advice.
I try. You know, I think that's the most important thing. I tell that to young composers and musicians. It's like, whatever your thing is, do your thing. Be you. And that's what's going to move people, because they'll identify with that.
Right. And I think people will be able to tell if it's not coming from the heart, as you said.
You bet.
So, I mean, yeah, I think that's one of the great things. Kevin, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate
thank you
it.
So
congratulations
much for
on the single. Cool thing, again, you can find him on as he mentioned, on CDBaby.com as well as through Amazon.com. And then, of course, make sure you look up his fan page. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you'll see I tagged him. Again, it's Kevin Bartlett fan page is where you'll be able to find it there, and you can stay up with everything he has going on. So, Kevin, it goes without saying, feel free to come back anytime, okay?
I would love to. Thanks for your cool show, and thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot for being on with us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Victorino Naval will be joining us live to talk about how he is paying it forward. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at dcnowradio.com as well as through blogtalkradio.com. Are you having challenges in relationships, finances, health, or even your career? Want some inspiration you can believe in from someone who has experienced the worst and still found ways to succeed? Well, let me tell you about Rob Pennington. He has been fired, divorced, shot in the chest, audited, and even widowed. Through it all, he found practical ways to turn his worst experiences into his best opportunities, and he shows you how to do the same in his new award-winning book, Find the Upside of the Downtime. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live and president of Conversations Book Club. I've read this book, and I really believe it will help you to put your life in perspective and begin seeking ways to make the most of each and every day. You can now get the book, Find the Upside of the Downtimes, on Amazon.com, and also more information can be found by going to www.robertpennington.com. That's www.robertpennington.com. Visit the website, get your copy, and begin living your life with new purpose. We want to once again thank Kevin Bartlett for being with us this afternoon on Conversations Live. As I mentioned, you can find him on Facebook through his fan page as well as his music on Amazon.com as well. Kevin is one of those individuals that we talk about on this show all the time that are actually living their life with purpose. I have found in my own experience that if you're doing anything without real passion or purpose, you might as well be doing something else. And I think the way Kevin was able to articulate his own journey shows that we are only alive when we are doing what we are meant to do. We have Victorino Naval is coming on next to talk about how he has been able to find success in business. He's also involved in the movie industry as well, but he's also using his experience and also his opportunities to pay it forward to help other people. And that is what, again, I believe all of us are supposed to do as well. Once you have been helped, it's your responsibility to be able to help other people, and that's what he's going to be doing. What my producer is telling us is that we don't have Victorino on with us quite yet. What we're going to do is do a replay of Kevin Bartlett's Cool Thing for those who may have came in a little late. That'll give Victorino some time to join us here on the live side of our show. Again, you're listening to us here at Conversations Live through DCNowRadio.com as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. Here's an encore of Kevin Bartlett's Cool Thing. We'll be right back. Make sure you stay with us.
Cool thing is such a real cool thing.
million years from the teeth marks on your neck. And I know you conquered all of your fears, but you're still such a nervous wreck. So look around, the bodies are piling up, and down your streets of gold. And the kids hooked up to the know-it-all radar can see you've been bought and sold.
You're such a real cool, cool thing.